Cat's Cradle by Tommy Pasanen and Matthew DeGumbia. Four gigantic metal hands emerge from the playa and create a 30-foot diameter space in which participants dance and weave a web of white yarn, using the hands to connect the yarn. Participants can write their hopes and fears for the future on paper tags, which will be tied into the ever-denser web. The action of webbing will be initiated by the dancers each sundown, and participants will join in weaving the inner space. A minimal ambient hypnotic sound design will accompany their thoughts as they weave their own path through the space between the hands and inspire people to gradually start to dance in relation to the mesh. The more people weave, the denser the web will become. Thus, each participant has to face the actions and paths of previous players. The white yarn will be illuminated with black light, bringing the web to a glow. The yarn represents our path through life, our patterns, memory, and neurological network, as well as the consequences and interconnectedness of our own and other people's actions. When the artists were thinking of the duality of hope and fear for the future, they wanted to make people conscious of their actions and how they collectively shape the future. How their actions and reactions, those many choices we make every day, shaped things to be. So Tommy looked at the action of weaving a thread and wondered what would happen if thousands of people weaved a collective growing web for a week. The question was how to give it a special context. Tommy and Matthew came up with the concept of a hand sculpture. Hands are one of the most active parts of our body. We use them every day to create, change, and destroy. As they connected the hands in the weaving, they had the association of the Cat's Cradle, a children's game seemingly present on a global scale. Matthew and his great team of collaborators, John Tidby and Tay Sek, have been offering blood, sweat, and tears building the climbable hand sculptures. Their inspiration has been their lives and jobs. Tommy, as a stage designer, made a similar stage piece where performers weave the audience into a web of memories and neurological synapses. So this is a continuation of that idea, but on a much bigger and uncontrolled way. The artists hope participants become fully present in the moment, contemplating the interconnectedness of our actions. The action of climbing and weaving requires total presence. It is at first a simple meditative action, yet once one starts to balance in the web, the action of getting tangled and hanging in the ropes can be both precarious and painful. There will also be an oral element to it as well. A persistent ambient soundtrack will surround the piece. There are microphones attached to the sculpture, as well as metal and wood items that will allow the participants to make music. Sound engineers will be on hand to add all the accumulated sounds and mix them into a soundtrack so that it changes during the course of the day and the week. The artists are excited to see what people are going to do with it, how they will move through it, and what kind of construct it will result in. As people move through the collective weaving, it will be wonderful to see how they react, have fun, meditate, make music, meet new friends, and possibly even fall in love.